Hello again, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. 欢迎你又回到闲话美国。Hello, James.
Hello, Lulu.
It's getting really cold now in Beijing.
Yeah, it is quite cold, which reminds me. So, since it's winter,、do many people in China like to hit the slopes?
Hit the slopes. I know the words, but hit the slopes, is that like a ski reference?
Yeah, it's a phrase we use in America, and I assume Canada too.When we're talking about going skiing or snowboarding.
So winter sports.
Yeah, I figured that would be a good thing to talk about、since it's winter.
That is really something that I'm quite interested in. Actually, I was going to try to do it for the very first time, but I have to admit that is an area that I really know nothing about.
Well, I know quite a bit about it, but me personally, it's not an activity that I have much interest in. It's cold.When you fall, it's cold. Snow seems like it's soft until you fall on it.
I guess nothing really beats sitting at home with heating.
Nice fire, warm drink.
Exactly. So, talking about winter sports, I know it's not your personal favorite, but what about people in America in general? Is skiing, snowboarding, are these popular?
Yes, in fact, they're very popular, especially the region of the country where I'm from, because I'm up north. Skiing and snowboarding is a very popular activity in parts of the country where they have lots of mountains. And these areas, you would find many different ski resorts where you can easily buy a ticket and you can go there, drive yourself, take your equipment and go up and go down.
But that's obviously in winter. What is winter in these areas?
Funny you say, but that's winter. There are ski resorts in America. Some of them are open year-round because the elevation is so high, they always have snow.
Okay.
So there are places you can always go skiing in America, but not everywhere. And the most, it's winter. And usually it means late November until March.But this is flexible. It just depends on when the snow falls.
Wow, so that's quite a long time to have winter sports.
Well, mountains, higher elevation.
So these places, they don't have to be that cold, the general temperature.
No, if you go skiing or snowboarding on a sunny day, it will be freezing, but it won't feel frigid, like really, really bitingly cold. But yeah, it usually is quite cold.
I suppose you dress for it anyways.
Yeah.
And when you said it's popular, sometimes I think of winter sports and I think winter sports are expensive. So is it for people of certain, let's say, certain social class or certain economic background?
It is not a cheap activity, even in America, but it is affordable for most middle-class Americans. To go skiing at any of these resorts, you're going to have to buy what's called a lift ticket.
A lift? Is it the cable car? 就上山的缆车?
Yeah, well, it's not really a car. It's a chair. You sit in the chair and the chair takes you up to the top of the hill. So these can range from $30 to $100, depending on which resort you go to.
Hang on a minute. Not just for one ride, is it?
No, that's per day.
Okay.
So they let you go down, then go back up, and then go down.
Like a day pass.
It's a day pass, yeah. They also have season passes as well, if you're really...
Into it.
Really into it, and is cheaper if you go a lot more.
So that's $30 to $100 for the day pass.
Yep.
But the gears, all the clothes and all the equipment, they all look very expensive.
You can rent the skis and those things from the resorts. They do that. Most Americans will just buy their own. And you have to buy your skis or your board if you're snowboarding. You need boots. You need bindings, which are the things that connect the boot to the board.
Okay, let's slow down first. Ski or board. Ski are basically the two.
Yep.
I don't even know how to explain it. 就是双板。
Long, skinny boards on your feet.
That is skiing. And board is snowboard. Yes. 单板. Snowboard is more difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, because when you snowboard, you're not going to use poles in your hands.
And then boots, 就是雪鞋. And bindings, I don't even know how to say that in Chinese. It's the one that you said connecting your
It connects your boots to the board or boots to the skis so they don't fall off while you're using them.
Okay, very necessary.
And you should also have a helmet and goggles and poles.
Poles 是雪杖.
Yeah. All in all, for decent equipment, about $1,200 for all of this.
Ooh, that is still quite a lot of money.
And that doesn't include clothing.
Oh, yes, of course. That's only equipment. And you still have to buy, what, ski clothes?
You know, warm clothes, because you're going to be on a mountain, windproof clothes, because you're going to be going down the mountain.
And those are specific clothes for skiing, right? Not just any down jacket.
No, you'd specifically want ski jackets because they are windproof and waterproof.
防风防水的
Yeah. But they're not really any more expensive than other coats. They're just designed differently.
Okay. And what about beginners? Like, if I actually go skiing, absolutely nothing about it, I wouldn't know how to start. Will I be able to find trainers, instructors?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Almost every large resort will have instructors you can hire. They will have classes that will teach you how to ski. And all the basics. You can even find instructors for snowboarding. Although most people who start snowboarding probably have already done skiing first.
So they wouldn't really need an instructor?
Usually not. They do it trial and error. They fall a lot.
You fall enough times. I guess you learn that way.
Yeah.
So back to where you actually can go skiing. My geography really isn't great, but Colorado is one of the places.
I would say Colorado probably is one of the most famous places to go skiing in America.
I heard of
it's in the
Aspen.
Rocky Mountain. Aspen, yeah.
Is that like a very expensive ski resort? Because
yeah, it's the Malibu of ski resorts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Aspen is where rich people go and play. It's got the ski resorts, but if you go to the town itself, it will have luxury dining, luxury restaurants. This is a very high-end area, very expensive.
So would you say that if you say to an American, you say, I went skiing in Aspen, that means something to an American?
Yeah, it's like, wow.
You've got money.
You got money. Or, wow, you wasted money. We have a ski resort over there.
All right, so apart from Colorado and...
Well, we have ski resorts in many states, but some of the bigger states would be my home state, Washington. Places like Snoqualmie, Mount Baker, Mount Rainier. There are ski resorts at all these places.
Some of these names don't really sound that Englishy. They don't sound like it's...
Native American.
Oh, okay.
Snoqualmie is a Native American word. And then we have Oregon, which is next to Washington. And you got Mount Hood. And this place is really famous if you like horror movies. The movie The Shining.
Really? That is still open?
Yeah, the resort there, which is called Timberline Lodge, was used in the making of that movie.
The Overlook Hotel.
Yeah, it's a real lodge. I've been there. It's very nice.
Did you see any ghosts?
Big dog. It's very gentle. I have a picture of it.
不知道大家有没有看过恐怖电影的这个经典之作《闪灵》The Shining. That was the hotel, and it's still open.
Oh yeah, still open. And one place that people always find it interesting is you can go skiing in California.
How is that possible? The whole state, it looks really warm.
California is a very big state, and it has some very high mountains in it. And Northern California, especially in the mountains, gets cold with lots of snow. So yeah, California.
Because every time I think of California, it's always sunshine, beach, surfing.
That's Southern California. Go to San Francisco, it's all clouds, rain, and hills.
Good. So getting back to actually skiing, for people like me, total beginners, do we have a special area that we can practice so that we don't bump into the experts?
Yes, it's called the Bunny Slope.
The Bunny Slope? Oh, that's cute. Why?
Just because it's bunnies, a way we can describe someone who is beginner. It's going to be a very, very easy slope. It's where they teach people. And they'll use a sign and they'll mark it with a green circle. To let you know that this is a beginning level. Very easy to go down slope.
Oh, so it's all marked with a circle.
They're marked, yeah.
Okay.
And then we have intermediate slopes, steeper, a little bit higher.
这是中级难度的。
Marked with blue squares. And then we have the expert slopes, which are marked with black diamonds.
Are these really, really dangerous looking slopes?
Mostly it's going to be higher, longer, and steeper. And maybe more obstacles.
So if you go, which slope would you be at?
The sofa slope in the lounge, drinking
It'd be like, you guys go out skiing. I'm just going to...
I'm going to stay here and drink my drinks. You guys go be cold.
You said that you know quite a lot, but you don't really like it. Does that mean your family members went to winter
family,
sports a lot?
Not friends. I have lots of friends who've done it, classmates. A lot of, when I was in high school, it was something that a lot of kids did.
So obviously that was kind of a, you know, just like a common activity.
Oh yeah, very common.
That teenagers or like young adults, where they would get together to do.
Yeah, some people went by themselves just because they liked the activity.
Can you go on your own? Just
yeah,
on your
sure.
own?
Sure. You can't really talk to somebody else while you're going down the mountain. You kind of focused on, you know, not falling.
Great. And then the passes, are there really people purchasing season pass?
Yes, avid skiers and snowboarders will buy the season passes because in the end, it's cheaper if you do go many times.
I suppose so. That's what season passes are for. Okay, so I guess we'll wrap up here. In the advanced episode,
we're going to talk a little bit about stereotypes.
Of the type of people who would go skiing?
Yeah.
All right.
As well as a little bit about dangers.
Yeah, I think we have a lot to say on that front. All right, on that note, let's wrap up. If you have ever had experience of skiing, snowboarding in China or elsewhere in the world, share with us in the comment section. I'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.